Thank you for calling Pipe Runners Plumbing. Please press 1 if you are a new client, or press 2 if you are an assistant.
Hi, Turner.
Hi, Micah. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Fine.
I was actually following up regarding your account and the past due balance. It looks like we're still having trouble processing it, so I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I don't have any money.
Oh, okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 11th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. But the good news is you're catching it in time because right now it's just the November 11th payment that's past due. Come December 11th, that will reoccur to 398, and it will continue to do so until this settles. So how much time do you need, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not even producing any jobs.
So let me take a look at your account and just see here. Have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you are getting by chance?
Yeah, it's not producing anything. I'm not saying y'all don't have calls. Y'all are having a bunch of BS calls. You know, people try to sell business insurance, a bunch of crap. It's all crap. I haven't landed one job for y'all in 2 months.
Interesting. So, I will tell you that there is 236 leads on the dashboard that came in through the call tracking number. And I believe you. I believe some of them are people calling trying to sell something, but I've never seen it. I've been with this company.
85% of it is calls with people trying to sell me stuff. I ramped up the spending limit with y'all, and all it did was produce people trying to sell me stuff. That's all it did.
Oh, I see.
That's it. That's it. I get calls. I get calls from people trying to sell me stuff, and then third-party calls where people want to send me out and hire me, but I can't talk to the customer, and then they want to see if they could pay me 3 weeks later. That's all. As soon as I ramped up the payments with y'all, that's all I got was that crap.
I see. So I see that you had been using Google Guaranteed where you're paying per lead. Those leads are on pause right now, and what I'm calling about is the monthly subscription of $199. What that does is it keeps you on the first page of Google, the first page of Bing. It keeps your website up and running and this call tracking number that we're talking on now, and it keeps you mobily optimized, making sure that Pipe Runners Plumbing comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices.
I don't have any money. I haven't been getting any. This month I had no jobs, nothing, not from you, not from other sites, no jobs whatsoever. I'm a small business, no jobs. I have no money.
Okay. So you don't have to settle the $199 today, Micah, right? But I would recommend do it before December, 8th, because come December 11th, another charge would occur and it would start affecting your business and your credit and all that. And I definitely don't want that to happen to you. I mean, you've been an upstanding client of ours for the past 10 months. You know what I mean? So once the past due amount is settled, you also have an option to cancel the program and keep your website, which is piperunnersplumbing.com, and just pay $49 a month for the hosting of the site. I don't know if you noticed, but right now there's a big orange banner at the top of the site saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. but some people don't like that up there because they think, you know, a potential client might think they're out of business or something, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you could always keep the site and the content and just pay the $49 a month as well. Because, you know, it is 2024 and bare minimum, you need a site anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have any money.
I understand. I'm going to put some notes here that you need a little bit more time. That way everything stays active in the meantime. And then, you know, you can call me if things turn around. And if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you again next week, okay?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't produced one job from y'all in a month.
Okay, so what I would recommend is once we do get the payment up to speed, I can have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account and make sure that if there's any updates that will help your placement behind the scenes, that we go in and perform those for you, okay? I will tell you that some guy named Dexter Gary went on and gave you a 1-star rating 2 months ago. That also could be affecting you. So what I would recommend there is we could send you a review generator email, and it would help you get some more 5-star ratings. And the idea behind it is to push that 1-star rating down and decrease the relevancy of it, where pretty soon it's not even relevant anymore because you have so many 5-star ratings, right? So I'll send you that review generator email. You know, I know that that will make all the difference for you, you know. And then in the meantime, like I said, I'll touch base next week just to see, you know, where you're at that time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let me just find the email. Oh.